live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sports Talk. It's 8:20. I don't understand it.
Every week.
Jack.
Yes,
8:20.
Sir.
Come on.
No. Holy, it's 8:20. I couldn't shut Perry up.
Really?
I couldn't.
I got to start shut charging him. That's it.
This is unbelievable. Talks. Get into our sponsorship.
Yeah. That's right.
Our sponsors are mad.
They ain't happy.
Same sponsor.
It is.
Hastings Auto Sales.
Pissed. In a rage. In a rage.
He's in a rage.
Cooper Farms in a rage.
Welcome to Sports Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday night in studio, my good friend and partner, Mr. Harold Feely. Hi, Fee.
Hello, Bobby.
Jack sticks around. Jack, good show tonight, Bob.
Another good one.
Mick Spencer to run the boards tonight. And we are going to talk local sports tonight till 9 o'clock. We have a special guest coming in here shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Cooney's coming in, and Ray's bringing some kids and some adults. Ray is in charge of the civic, and I'll let him explain to him. He's in charge of the civic play over there. And this coming up, I think it's this weekend or next, whenever it is, they're doing, what's the flounder and Ariel? Which one's that?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
That one makes me
cry.
Yeah,
and it's kids from all around the area doing it, and adults. And there's some people from Fort Recovery in it, and I think he's bringing over Ariel and flounder.
The main players.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to interview them, and they're going to do a little commercial for the show, you know. And they're coming in after 9. He thought they had practice till 9, and they'd come over. So we're going to talk Indian baseball. We're going to talk.
Perfect.
We're going to talk OHSAA new
football regions.
Yeah, regions.
Not good.
And we got a big show here, and we're going to start it off by talking about the game last night. And since last Wednesday, on last Friday night, we traveled to Houston and we played the Wildcats in a game that Harold, we took control early, and we had our ace, and we kind of rolled right through.
Yeah. Actually, they came into it with a four-game winning streak, I think, and actually not a bad team down there. But Nick was really good. He was on his game, and pretty hard to hit when he's on his game.
Yeah, that's right. And once again, the Indians got some big clutch hits, and Fee, we've seen him do it a couple other times, and Reese Rogers got us off to a good start.
Yeah, I tell you what, he's had a little streak going here with the two out hits, and he's had some big two out hits for us. Drove in some runs. I think he did it twice on last Friday against Houston.
Yeah, and he also did it again Monday at Bath.
And Monday at Bath, he did it again.
Yeah.
He's been playing pretty well.
He has
the ball pretty good.
Yeah. And he's not getting cheated up there. It's nice to see. And we also had some other kids that stepped up in the Indians' role. I think it ended up 11-1 in five innings. And
yep.
And like you said, Fee, Twaitsy went what did he go? He only went to distance.
He went to distance. He was kind of set to go 60 pitches. And,
hi, sweetie.
Yeah, that's what he did. He went about 62 pitches in five innings and struck out the 12 out of 16 batters.
That's right. Yeah.
Like that. Really, really good.
Yeah, that's right. And the Indians rolling. And I think that made us 4-1 or 5-1. And then on Monday night, we traveled up to Bath against a good Bath team.
Yeah.
And we knew going in, they was going to be, they'd won four in a row, and they hit the ball.
Division two team, and they hit the ball pretty well. They came out of the gate. Actually, we came out of the gate good, too. What did we get, two runs first inning?
And once again, Reese Rogers, two-out single.
Big two-out single by Reese, and we got on them right away, and, man, they came back, and they hit the ball. They had some big kids up there.
Yeah, they did.
Good-looking baseball player.
Yeah, and we knew that was going to be a good game, and that's
yep.
By the way, I got the standard up here. We had to get two new buses because the bus has 100,000 miles on it.
No.
Read the article, Hat. We'll talk about that at a different date. It's in the front page.
We ain't happy about that.
Huh?
We ain't happy about that.
I mean, I don't know what the rule is. You was on school board. Is that about the longevity, or how's that work?
I would say that 100,000 miles ain't enough.
I'm just saying.
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's interesting. About $175,000 for two buses.
Is that what it is?
Well, hey, I'm sure they know what they're doing, folks.
So the ones with the 100,000, they trade them in?
Yeah.
Get rid of them?
Yep. Yep. So I don't know what the trade value is, but see, we got two new buses. Anyway, getting back to the baseball.
We got them.
And then the Indians had a 5-3 lead. And Reese Rogers is on the mound again. I thought he threw the ball well.
Threw the ball hard. Yeah, he actually threw it a little harder than he did against Versailles. I don't know if we talked about the Versailles game. He pitched a great game at Versailles. Came out the other night, and his curveball wasn't as good as it was at Versailles, but his fastball was a little better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple real close plays that we could have, you know, if we make a big play, it would have probably, it might have got him a win, but they ended up getting a big hit, and maybe the fourth inning, tied it up 5-5, went into the fifth inning, and they got us out, and it started raining, and that was it. We were pretty much done.
Yeah, that's right, and the skies got dark there, and they tried to get it in, but and it got
some lightning, and had to delay, and then 15 or 20 minutes later, there's another one,
yeah,
and it would have had to start at 7:15. There wouldn't have been much daylight.
And they didn't have any lights. Yep, they were.
So the Indians, that game is a 5-5 game, and they may play it. We may play a doubleheader. It all kind of depends on what happens here weather-wise.
Yeah.
And then last night, Fee, we go up to Delphus, and let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk about the Delphus game. We'll go in depth about that a little bit.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Perfect.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at CooperFarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brook Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the Indians host the Redskins as St. Henry comes to town for an MAC game. No game on Good Friday, but on Saturday, our Indians will host the South Adams Starfires in a doubleheader with the first game starting at 11 a.m. Do everything you can to get to the game to cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
All right, we're back here in Sports Talk, and we talked a little bit. Fee, me and you was talking about our Facebook, and a lot of people mm-hmm. have Shelly Strong picture up there.
Yeah,
and man, we're just talking to Jack here off the air, and man, we're prayers out to Shelly and
the family, and
absolutely. Yeah, great girl.
The Hickerson family, they're all very close, and you know, you aren't going to find better people.
No.
You aren't going to find better
people.
For sure. And you know, you just hope for peace and you know, comfort, and you know, in Shelly, in the way she handles, she handles everything, she will, you handle this like she'll be an inspiration to everybody. So
yeah, well, God love her.
And, yeah, yep.
And the whole family. And they are a close knit group, and they're close knit to a lot of people in Fort Recovery. And,
sure are.
And man, just God, you know, just hang in there, kiddo. Right.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. So, getting back to last night's game, Fee, we go up to Delphus in a game that we knew they were throwing their ace.
Yep, absolutely.
They the young Peter kid is good as advertised, and he's going to Toledo to play baseball.
Play baseball.
And he was wild early, and we got him to throw some pitches.
Yeah, I thought, I think I was like kind of Jerry's idea. You know, we kind of talked about having good at bats, you know, and let's get deep into counts if we can. And I thought the boys did a great job of that. I mean, we really battled this kid. I mean, I think you said he was clocked at 85, 86 miles an hour.
Yep.
Said he throws hard, but he didn't have his control like I've seen him in the past have. And we did a good job. I mean, we played a 10-inning game, I think, and I would guess we had five times we had runners in scoring position that, boy, if we could have got a big hit, we just couldn't come up with that one, you know. And
if you're going into that game and you talk about what Jerry talked about, good at bats and quality at bats and making him throw pitches, and when you look at you and Jerry makes his lineup out there, and you get to the you know, we know that we got five, six kids that are pretty good at hitting the baseball. Mm-hmm. So do you tell them guys, hey, we want to, you know, lower or get her in a crouch. We want to work this guy. We want to try to get some bunts down. What's our philosophy going into that? Because, I mean, we know he is the real deal.
Right, he is. And I mean, it takes a great at bat to get a hit off of him. Yeah. But, you know, I think I tell him, to never, I mean, we always tell them if your pitch is first pitch, swing at it. I have no problem with that. But to take swings that are, you know, not a very good pitch or just, you know, just to hit the ball, barely hit it, don't do that. I mean, it's amazing how that kid was wearing down in the fifth and sixth inning because he had thrown 90 pitches. And we did such a good job that he was getting hittable. Mm-hmm. At the end there, and them guys, they just got to realize that you know, if you go up there and jump on that first pitch, that's the best thing that could possibly happen to that kid.
Right.
But, you know, I thought we did a really good job. We didn't, I mean, and some of the guys came up and hit first pitch or tried to hit first pitch, but which is fine. But, and I just think when you get a stud like that, that you know you're going to have to work hard to get a run off of, you got to be patient. I mean, you got to be patient.
Yeah, and we had a great chance to score. We had Kate on third with one out. We got Nick Twaits at the plate. And we went through that a couple times, the scenario. And Jerry, and Twaits, he told Jerry, basically, and just exactly what you want your number three hitter to say. I'll hit it.
I'll get him in.
Absolutely.
I'll get him in.
Because I think Coach was thinking, you know, let's squeeze, let's do something,
yeah,
get him in.
I think that was going through his mind. And you gotta kind of respect a kid coming up and saying, Coach, let me hit the ball. I'll get it.
You know?
And you know, he's one of our best hitters, without a doubt.
Yep.
And he hit it hard.
He did.
It just happened to be right at the shortstop.
Yeah.
And the shortstop made a great play, you know, and if it's...
A number of nice plays that shortstop made.
Yes.
He didn't look impressive.
No.
But he made the plays.
He made the plays. They did that a lot. You know, the second baseman a couple times, he hit it and bobbled a little bit, but still throw the guy out, you know. Yeah. And they made great... They played good defense, too. I mean, it was a heck of a game for a pitcher's duel.
Absolutely. And we got to talk a little bit about Cade Wendell. This was Cade's third start and his third appearance of the season. And we talked going up there that this is a big start for Cade because he really had not thrown strikes first two outings. And we didn't help him defensively.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, his first game in the Salina game, you know, that's a great hitting team, too. And he had the ball up a little bit that night. And they pound it, you know, and they're good. And, you know, and then his other outing, it was terrible. I mean, it was raining, and
that
was
Frank Monroe.
Yeah, just a terrible deal there, which you can't expect much there. But he threw the ball so well last year, and he's worked hard this summer to gain some more velocity. And I think he was, I mean, you had him at close to 80 and 81, 82, yes, somewhere in there. So that's beautiful. That's just where we want him to be. And his curveball was working last night, and he was toe-to-toe with him. I mean, it was a battle.
Absolutely. His curveball was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good. He was pitching. You can tell when they throw that thing first pitch, they got a lot of confidence in it to throw it first pitch. But he did a lot. He did a lot. He got a lot of first pitch strikes, which is what we preach, you know, to get him to do. So turned out pretty good. He pitched a great game. We just couldn't get him a run.
We had defensively last night. We had Evan Post at third, and he was tested.
Yeah.
And he basically passed every test. And that kid does a nice job down there.
Yeah, and he's real a real smart kid. You know, I think he really knows the game of baseball. And I mean, he made a great play on a bunt that the kid made an absolute perfect bunt, and Cody couldn't get out fast enough to get it. And he came up air firing and got the guy out at first for a huge out, you know, and that's, you can't ask for any more than that. I mean,
I thought Cody Schinnenberry had another good game behind the plate. He's getting better.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, it's sophomore, and I think, you know, we came into the season start, you know, that it was either going to be Evan or him, and I think Evan just, he wasn't as comfortable back there as Cody was, and man, when we put him out in the field, all of a sudden he's kind of found a little home there at third base, and it's working out pretty good for us right now. Yeah. It was one of our puzzles. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing Jerry always talks about. We got pieces. You know, we just got to put them together, and he found a pretty couple good pieces there, and he's got them in the right spots.
Yeah, and they seem to get on it early. Like, by one of them caught the first game, the other one caught the second game. By the third game, you're kind of thinking, this is perfect.
Yeah.
A lot of times it takes 10 games to get that figured out.
Yeah.
And Cade was fabulous last night. He threw six innings of no-hit baseball, and I think they may have hit two hard balls.
Yeah.
One was right at Davis. The other one, I think Benny Homan made a nice play on.
He made a good play on one, yeah.
And then we bring in Ben Homan, and, man, that kid is fabulous.
He's got her dialed in right now. He really looks like he wants a ball. You know, and last night it was kind of a war of attrition, I guess you should say. We wanted to go fast. You know, and our pitchers, they were working quick, and they were stepping out every time and taking as long as they could. And it was a battle. I mean, it was a good game to watch, you know. Terrible if you like offense, but great game if you like pitching.
Well, you knew going in, you got the wind blown dead in, Jack. I would say it was 15 mile an hour, 20.
Yeah, 15 gusting.
Early.
Yep. 15 plus gusting.
You talk about a pitcher's night.
Yeah.
But it was dead in. And we knew it wasn't going to be many runs scored.
No.
And the run that scored fee, you know, it's
a freaky play.
It
know,
was.
Yeah. Just,
you know, funny.
And you get caught up, you know, and I don't know. I didn't. I mean, and you try to stay up on that stuff, but I mean, when that play went to first, I mean, I think all of us looked over at the play. We knew he kind of pulled off, reached back for his foot to tap the bag. And we all looked at the umpire. What was going on? You know, what's the call? And then the umpire, nope, he pulled his foot, gave us a big wave off, you know, and said he's safe. And I think all of us kind of looked over the other way and was like, oh, my God, he's going home.
Yeah.
I think everybody forgot about it because the inning was over. You know, it was the third out. Right. The inning's over. And that kid, great play by their coach.
Absolutely.
And that kid, I mean, heads-up play. There's no reason to stop.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And you know, I think if Evan don't even think about looking at, or Heathen don't even think about looking at the play and looks at home, he throws the guy out by two or three steps.
Right.
But your natural instinct is he out? You know, and you want to look over at him? And if he
isn't out, I think I got my foot back, and you try to...
Yeah, you're just kind of thinking, huh?
Yeah.
And I mean, heads up play by them.
You said a couple things afterwards, and Jerry, you know, we don't want to get in what Jerry tells the kids, what you guys tell the kids. But you said afterwards, and I thought this was, you know, I thought this was a kid who's grown up, and Ethan Shane felt horrible about that. And I think that when he'll look back, that won't happen again, because he'll remember that play and what he's got.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we keep forgetting. This kid's the first time playing first base.
Yep. And a junior, you know, young. He played a few games last year, but, you know, mostly on JV. And he's done a great job for us so far at first base. He's starting to look comfortable there, too.
So were you close enough? Did you think he got his foot back on before the runner got there?
I don't know.
In about an hour, people will be able to tell, because if they're DVRing the game on WRSN, will be coming on.
I would say
pretty shortly
that he didn't get it back. But, you know, it was a bang-bang play there, I give the umpire credit. I mean, he was on it right away, and he gave it the pull-off foot sign, and he's safe, and, you know, that stuff happens.
Really tough way to lose.
It's tough.
You know,
it's
the first day of the MAC. We know that this is a big game.
Yeah.
You know, but guess what? The great thing about baseball is we're right back at him tomorrow against St. Henry.
Oh, absolutely.
And we'll forget about Dulphus, and we'll look forward to playing the Redskins tomorrow. We got Twaitsey on the mound, and talk a little bit about St. Henry, a team that we've just battled over the last few
years. Oh, my gosh. And they're hard for us to beat. I mean, it seems like John's had our number for a while now. But, With Tweitsy on the mound, you know, it's going to take a good effort out of somebody to beat him, too. He's pretty good.
And that would be another team. You're going to see them play small ball. They're going to make us try to field the baseball.
Yep, sure. And that's, I mean, I think that's kind of what both teams did last night. You know, it was just like, man, somebody's got to scrape. Somebody's going to make a mistake, you know, at some point in time, and neither team did. That's right. It was just it was a well-played game.
Yeah, 10 innings.
Yeah, wow. That's right. What a game. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with Mr. Feely, Mr. Stogler. And Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Winter's over, the warm weather's here, but your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
The Fort Recovery Community Club is sponsoring their fourth annual golf open Saturday, May 13th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Portland Country Club. $50 per golfer and sign up individually with handicap at Miracle Lanes, Hastings Auto, Tin Snips, or call or text Steve Diller at 419-852-3887. The deadline to sign up is May 6th. As always, the Fort Recovery Community Club appreciates your support and looks forward to seeing you out on the course Saturday, May 13th, 1 o'clock at the Portland Country Club.
Hey, we're back. Yeah, we're back here, Jack Stogler. Jackie did a really nice job interviewing the car show guy.
You know what? Yes. I don't know much.
You're a motorhead.
He's a motorhead. You know, I know that I hid this well, but I really don't know as much about cars as most people out there think I do.
No really?
Way. Yeah.
No way.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have.
I really hide it well.
You hide it well.
You told Fee just 2 hours ago that my car won't start at home, but I'm going to use some of them jumper wires.
Jumper wires.
Yeah.
Yeah, them jumper wires work good.
You know, Fee should do that interview. The guy knows cars.
Maybe.
Hastings Auto should be the sponsor of the car show.
Yeah.
So is that something... So does the classic car thing interest you at all?
I like watching them. Yeah. You know, and I like, but for me to buy one, I've never had that itch for some reason. I don't know. I love seeing them. I was down in Columbus one time with the family, and they had their big car show, and we stayed out in the Sawmill Road area. You know, really nice area out there, and they. All these people had these old hot rods, and they'd cruise with them, and they were burnouts and stuff. And you sat up on the hills and watched them. I thought it was the neatest thing ever.
Yeah.
But for me to go buy one, I still haven't. I don't know.
Does Carl Hastings own anything like that?
No. I don't think he did either.
He used to.
He used to have that
golden black.
Had an old
Chevelle.
Yeah, an old Chevelle.
And according to what Mike said. One of those is worth $160,000.
You might want that back.
Because it's a...
What do you think?
That seemed...
My first car would be worth right now.
Your first car would be worth...
Maverick Grabber with a
$28.
Was an FM converter.
Well, actually, most of it would depend on how much gas is in the tank.
Well, the converter would be worth more than a car.
The Maverick Grabber.
The Grabber. We used to bust
snow. No kidding. That was it.
Yep.
What was your first car?
I had a classic.
Oh, that's not a big good one.
Chevy Vega.
You had a Vega?
Yeah. Mustard color.
Yes, sir.
I got a lot of women in that thing.
You did.
Our dads hated us.
What was yours?
Our dads hated us.
What was yours?
1963 Chrysler New Yorker.
New Yorker.
Steering wheel.
With air conditioning?
That's a fine.
Yeah.
Ride.
It, yeah,
you didn't have push button shift, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yes.
Oh, it was awesome.
You know what my first car was?
What?
Model A Ford. 1931 Model A Ford still exists down in Union City.
Model A Ford.
I'll bet you wish you had that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. When I win the lottery, I'm buying.
What do you mean it was a Model A Ford?
It's a Model A Ford.
First car was.
Yeah. Yeah. Drove it all the time.
Really?
Taught Sandy Hastings how to drive in that.
Did you make out with Sandy?
No.
I mean,
I didn't know what that
you
was.
Who's the first girl you kissed? Sandy, one of them?
My mom.
Oh.
Mama.
Then my sister.
Oh, God.
Then my aunt. Then my grandmother's.
Yeah.
So,
we're still going to find out more about you and Sandy.
What was your first date?
My first date was with Patty Toby.
Patty Toby, help me out.
I was a sophomore. She was a freshman. Homecoming.
Ooh, how'd that go?
Ooh, I was scared.
I was scared a little bit.
You know what?
That nobody cares about.
I was getting along fine. I made it through the dance and everything. I think we may have even danced a dance or two. And then we went to a party at probably Jenny Snyder's house.
All right.
Because I think Jenny was a friend of hers. And they started this game called, like, Pass the
gas
oven mitt
joint
thing. pass the oven mitt where, like, you had to do like a thing, like a couple thing. And I started freaking sweating. I
passed the oven mitt. We're playing her.
Yes. We're bringing it next week.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I got, no, it wasn't Pat. It was Deb Toby.
Deb Toby.
Pat Toby, I only know one, and she's kind of married to Ron May.
No, this is a different
one.
There's another one.
Okay.
But this was Deb Toby. Okay. I'm sorry.
And made an impression on
Deb,
you, though.
Deb was gorgeous. She was cute. I had no idea why she said yes to me.
Uh-huh.
Of all, I was a stuttering, slobbering.
So about like you are now?
Yeah.
Right.
And so we got to the past the
oven mitt.
The oven mitt thing.
Yes.
And I turned into a tub of goo and had mom come pick me up.
Start crying.
Jody, come get me.
Who's your first date, Hall?
Girl from Portland.
Really?
Debbie Wilson.
Debbie Wilson. Debbie Wilson. Randy Wilson's sister?
Might have been Randy's sister.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Was it really Debbie Wilson?
Debbie Wilson.
Where'd you meet her at?
Cruising?
Cruising Portland. You wasn't no Debbie Wilson.
Yeah.
Probably at...
who's yours, Bob?
Probably at Vessi's.
My first date. Oh, man. I'll tell you, I can't think of it. I mean, in high school, huh?
Of a date.
I don't even think I dated till, like, I dated Lisa Reynolds, Lisa Cox, and
what?
Junior and senior year. We dated off and on, but I don't think I dated anybody when I was.
No,
I don't think. No, I hated girls. I hated them. I mean, I was thinking I could go the other way.
Uh-oh.
Johnny
Bench. Yeah.
Johnny Bench.
My life was all I cared about was
sports.
Bowling. Sports and bowling and
pizza.
Eating cheeseburgers and pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza. Yeah.
We love pizza. Fridays is out.
Yeah, but when I think about my first date, I can't really.
Think about how much money you'd have saved over the years if you'd have kept on that line.
I know.
Ooh,
think about that. It'd be loaded.
Yep.
I don't know. You can spend a lot of money on pizza.
Yeah, I do now.
We do.
Speaking of which.
Yeah?
What? Are we going to have pizza up here tonight?
No.
Pizza.
Oh.
Who burped?
Not me.
Me.
I smell it.
I got some pepper cheese and beer going on.
Get that out of here before these people show up. There ain't nothing grosser than a stinky burp.
No, there ain't. Well, yeah, there is.
Oh, no. So, we got a little off topic, Spencer.
Yeah, a little bit.
We're losing the sports.
Yeah, yeah.
So, back to what were we talking about?
Sports dogs.
Sports dogs.
So, let's go back and congratulations. It was great that we had Tammy up here last week.
Yeah.
And in that, since that,
that Vianney's got a doubleheader sweep.
Incredible.
Pep talk. We fired her up.
We pumped the whole team up.
Yeah, we got them jacked.
Yep. We sweep Van Wert.
Yep.
Last night, Hannah Kanapke, it's a 2-run homer.
Yep.
Devin Post hits a 3-run homer. Devin had 3 hits, drove in 6 runs. Indians fall, get beat 12-11.
Ooh.
But you know what? In the big picture of stuff, congrats to the girls.
Getting better. Yeah.
Plus, yep. I tell you what, Tammy's attitude during that interview was, I mean, you know what? She knew that they had some challenges coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But, she was going to be positive. She's going to encourage the team. There's a lot of young right. players on there. You know, she said she had the number of freshmen was what, 6 maybe?
Yeah. 6 freshmen, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, to pull off a doubleheader win is awesome.
And the thing about that is, you know, Fee, we you said you went to church Sunday and Audra Metzger broke her arm or shoulder or something.
Doggone it.
Gosh darn it. What a sweet little girl.
Jammed her hand or jammed her arm into second or something, broke a bone. She's done.
Oh.
Oh, dang it. And I think she was playing really well, too.
Yeah, that's what
Tammy was saying last week. She was playing really well. So.
Yeah. So, congratulations to the girls' softball.
Yeah.
And then our boys' JV team got a win last night against St. John's. I think it was 3-1 or
3-1, yeah.
And Ian Homer with a big hit.
Yeah, Ian's playing pretty good, I think. And actually, I think that our JV's doing okay so far. Yeah,
I think I've seen their 2 or 3-1. So
yeah, they're out of the gate okay.
They're young, right?
Real young, yeah. Real young and a lot of talent. A lot of talent there.
Yeah, that's
pretty
good
excited.
Deal. And then look at what we got ahead. And tomorrow night, of course, and make sure you get in. It's going to be a beautiful night tomorrow. And unlike what we've been through so far, and we get to St. Henry Redskins at home. And show up at the ballpark and let's have a big crowd down there because we got a big win for you.
Yeah, we need a big win here. We get that first W in the MAC, and I think Jerry's at 98 wins too. So we're getting close to getting him 100 wins.
Ooh, that'd be really good.
Jerry's won 98.
I think he's won 98. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I mean. 100 wins.
100 wins?
When I coach golf, and let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
Weren't you the coach of the year 1 year?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about it. We touched the base for a second last week, but yeah, I was.
He doesn't like to brag about it, but he does it a lot.
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, but then how many of the rest of us have been coach of the year?
Thank you, Neil.
In anything.
There you go.
Actually,
Pee
Wee League back in 1992.
I don't think you were.
Yes.
Jordan?
Nope. It was before Jordan was even born.
Okay.
I had Mitch Luthold.
1992, Jordan was born.
No, he was born, yeah.
Yeah, 1989, they were Sam and
so him. It was, but it was like Mitch Luthold, Bill Kanapke.
Ooh, all right, Billy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Greg LaFever.
Oh, he had the best team.
Oh, yeah. They were awesome.
Yeah, and you guys won it?
We went through the entire season without any losses.
That's job coach.
And how many games were you actually there?
I was there for all of them.
Oh.
This
I figured maybe you missed them all.
This
that'd be why you're coach of the year.
Pee Wee League was behind the West School.
Yes. Oh, I loved it there.
Oh, yes. I did too.
Yeah.
So my first experience of coaching, Jack Stauber asked me if I would help coach
soccer.
No.
Oh.
The Pee Wee League.
All right.
I was down there in that. And he gives me this team. He says, here they are. I said, all right.
Mike and Mitch Pettit.
It was unbelievable. He gave me the Pettit boys.
Yeah.
And I looked over, and then, remember the screen behind the plate?
Yeah.
They're both just hanging on the top of it. They're hanging off the screen. I'm like, what the hell? I said, get down. I get them off of there. So then I go out in the next inning, and I don't know what the little boy's name was. one of them just clocked the kid at second base and said, I'm playing second base. The kid's balling. This is a fiasco.
I'll never forget Big P telling the story about when he coached 7th grade boys basketball. And he walked in the second day of practice. And Michael Trowbridge is hanging from the rim with his shorts down to his ankles, and they're throwing balls. They're throwing basketballs at his wiener. And Michael's hanging there. And Big P walked in. He said, there's Michael. And then Lucas and them guys are firing basketballs at him. What are you doing? Big P said, you get killed doing that. Oh, I love it. Kids are awesome.
You
huh?
love it.
Ain't
you
they awesome?
Gotta love it.
So anyway, tomorrow night we got St. Henry, and then we got a doubleheader Saturday against South Adams. The teams that got beat tonight by Coldwater Feet 2-0, and they'll be pretty good.
Yeah, they were last year, I think, pretty good team. And actually, they came in here, maybe beat us a couple years ago.
I think you're right.
I think they're a pretty good team.
Yeah.
They always have been, so. And yeah, we got our hands. We got a tough schedule here coming up.
Yeah, we do, and I love it.
Yeah, we need that.
Looking at the MAC opening night last night and looking at the scores, and, you know, you knew they was going to be a lot of close games, and it didn't disappoint. We got St. Henry beating Marion 7-6, a game fee that you said was incredible how it ended.
Unbelievable. I was told that they take the lead in the top of the ninth.
Who's
Marion
that?
Did. Marion Local
two.
Did. They get two runs. They get the lead. They bring in one of their lesser pitchers, and the kid came in. He walks first two guys, and the next guy hits a line drive up the middle. The center fielder dives for it, misses it, rolls to the fence. He gets an inside the park home run to win the game.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would be not a good way to lose to end or two.
And a year in and year out fee, the MAC goes through Coldwater, and they had a nice win over Minster.
Big win over Minster. Was it 9-3 or something?
Yep. Yeah, the game was close, and Coldwater played that on.
Coldwater's a good hitting team. They always have been, and they're going to be, like you said, that's the team to beat, I think, always.
Yep.
I think it'll be fun.
Yep, and then Versailles gets off with a big win in the run rule of New Bremen.
Put a thumping on New Bremen. And actually, New Bremen, they've got a pretty good pitcher there.
They're not too bad.
I think that kid pitched. They've actually started out pretty good.
Yeah.
Minster's not as strong as they've been in the past, are they?
Yeah, they're still not bad, though.
Yeah.
They're still going to be. They're tough, too.
Yeah. They got the Ernst kid, and he pitched to Jim against us last year.
Yeah, he's a good player.
If you got a good pitcher, you can beat anybody.
Yep. Yeah. And the thing about it is, I think the MAC, every team's got one.
Yeah, that's right.
They all got one. So if you happen to be the lucky guy that gets them, you know, you better have your A game.
And then the Parkway Panthers get a 6-1 win over New Knoxville, and we owe Parkway, and they're going to be good.
Yeah.
They beat us with a young team last year.
They got us last year, yep. Absolutely.
Nick Twait's first game.
Yeah, it was his first game back.
Yeah.
And he was a little, you could tell he was a little geared up.
Absolutely. You know, so. How nervous would that be?
Yeah, he was excited.
Yep, that's right.
But, and I told the guys after the game, you know, one win ain't going to win the MAC this year, I don't think. I mean, one loss, I mean, I don't think that's going to be. We're all right yet.
Got to win tomorrow night.
We just got to win tomorrow night and get back on a winning
track. Yeah, I'd say a lot of things would have to happen for somebody to go undefeated.
I don't see anybody running the table.
I don't think so either. You think so, Jack?
Doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't. Yeah. You know, you win your next game.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
We just got to get out there and
thank you.
Get her dialed in for May.
Yep.
He bugs me.
Who, me?
Yeah. I mean, you're so politically correct. I mean, you're so Mr. Positive, you know? Can't you just gross somebody out?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I always think back to this thought that I had about this train.
Boy.
Yeah.
Not again.
Talk a little bit about that.
No.
No.
Yeah, anybody wants to know, go back into the archives on the
Are
Insight.
You serious?
It was a dumb story the first time he told it.
I thought it was excellent radio.
Okay.
This is good stuff.
It's your show. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jack. He wants you to tell that little Tommy Tutu story.
It's not Tommy Tutu.
Whatever. It might as well be.
No, not Tommy Tutu. Oh, heavens.
Ralphie Railroad.
Ralphie Railroad.
I don't think Neil appreciated my story.
Neil don't appreciate good humor.
I appreciated it the first time.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Don't need her backed up. Do it again.
That's right. Let's take a break here. We're going to go back and talk divisional football for Recovery Indians. And it is a 2-9 sports talk with Bubba and Fee.
Right after this.
Spring is here, the season for celebrating graduation parties, family parties, and the beginning of those delicious cookouts. We have a great Pick 5 selection for all fresh meat products ready for you and your family. Great for grilling in any weather. Graduation is also right around the corner. Keep us in mind for all your catering needs. Also, pre-book any party trays now with our deli team. We would love to service you for all your needs. As always, thanks for shopping. Wayne IGA, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's Lent, and Miracle Lanes will be featuring their hand-breaded fish on their Friday lunch buffet, in addition to many other Lent favorites, including their breadsticks and grilled cheese sandwiches. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for your birthday parties and other get-togethers. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Breakfast with Bill every weekday morning right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Fourth of, oh, I love 4th of July. That's my favorite.
That's when you get to blow up cars. And
that's when you get, yeah, you get
a, no, that's when you get to celebrate the founding of the United States of America.
Is that what that meant?
Yes. Yes.
Is that right? I just saw a big firecracker.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people...
All right, we're back here at Sports Talk. Yeah. So,
smelly up here.
So, Ray just texted me. Ray's on his way with the kids, and it'll be a great show, and we look forward to Ray and the Jay County Civic Theater, I think it is. And, you know, you talk about Ray Cooney, okay?
Great guy.
Yeah, and, you know, here's a guy who's probably got plenty on his plate. Mm. Who probably took that over, and I love guys that go the extra mile. I just, you know, there's just so many people out there that do it, and you know, we in Fort Recovery, we're blessed with a whole bunch of them.
Yep,
yeah, that go the extra mile, and it makes great communities.
Sure does.
Last Thursday we got the report that the Fort Recovery Indians were going to be Division 6 in football, which we knew was a very good awesome. Chance.
Yep.
And we knew that Marion was going to probably be 6, and we knew that St. Henry was 6. We didn't know Coldwater was 6.
But Coldwater dropped down to 6.
That's all right.
So is that strictly because of attendance? I mean, of...
Enrollment. Allegedly, yes.
Yes.
Supposed to be.
Absolutely, yeah.
What
and they
saying.
Yeah, so Coldwater was 3 boys, is what they said. 3 boys, down from being Division 4, so, or Division 5.
Probably
so.
Haven't had too many times where the team that won the Division 4 wins the state championship and goes down a division.
Yeah, you know. That's right.
Huh, interesting.
You know, another thing that's kind of interesting is that I read this on the... I was just kind of farting around looking for some info, and you know you're allowed to have 50-50s in the football playoffs this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Why
would you not?
I don't know why they wouldn't let them do it before.
Well, I think they just didn't have. I don't know, Spencey, but
is that the legality thing, or?
Well, it's set up now to where the 50-50 tickets will come from the state, and they'll be able to track, and the 50-50 goes this way. The state gets a fourth, you get a fourth, and the winner gets a half.
So, that's
so they're doing
why.
It. The state gets
as long as they get a cut, they're all good with it.
Absolutely. Yep. So they're thinking of ways to generate a little bit more money. And can you imagine the 50-50 if St. Henry or Coldwater and Marion play in the playoffs?
Wow.
You know, yeah. Right. So
well, that'll be the OHSAA budget for the year.
Well, the thing is that they with all them teams in D6, I mean. We can only lose, and I'm talking to Toby, and he said, you know, 2 losses is the most we can have.
Yeah, you're going to have
You know, maybe 3, depending on who you
7
beat.
7 and 3, you're going to be... Yeah,
but the problem is that we're playing division... We're 6, and we're playing 7 schools, division 7 schools.
Yep.
So.
Yep, that's going to hurt us some.
Yeah. I mean, if we start out and beat Valley View...
Except Valley View.
We're in.
Yeah.
You know, we start out with Lehman, and Lehman is really good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're loaded up.
So
yeah, they were good last year and was lots... sophomores. Is that what it was?
Yeah. I think they're juniors. Yeah. I think they're going to be seniors this year. I think this is their year, I think.
I knew they were young.
They'd be good.
I guess maybe their quarterback was either sophomore or freshman. We got them the first or second game. Yeah. So.
Tough season.
It will be, and it'll be a lot of fun. And
but we got a pretty good team.
We do have a good team.
A good team coming back. Be interesting.
Fun stuff.
It's awesome stuff.
You know, it is incredible what Friday nights in the fall mean.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a totally different atmosphere.
It is.
It really is. So
it's amazing when we sucked at football.
Yep.
How, you know, we was like, I remember, just, and I
don't know if that helps any, Bob.
Yeah, I seen the enrollment numbers. Yeah.
Yep.
But I was always thinking to myself, you know, it's cold out. I don't want to be playing football. I freaking love it, man.
It is ugly.
Yeah. It is. The smell of it's just time.
You know, go RB playing in December. Oh, it's freezing out there. Who wants to play in December? It's
basketball. Terrible. Yeah.
We got to play basketball.
Man,
it's pretty cool when you're in there.
It is. It's just neat stuff. And Indians are D6. And Brent had an unbelievable video. Did you see it?
Huh.
No.
Yeah. It was, I got to get the phrase because I got to look it up because it's really, it's a saying that will be their motto. And let me see if I can find this thing here.
One thing I don't like is it almost looks like you're going to have to beat two MAC schools to get out of the district.
Yep.
Yep.
That's now, thanks.
I'm hoping, and I don't know whether there's a way of doing this, that like Coldwater would go north and the rest of us go south. I don't know whether there's a way of doing.
Probably not. They're going to stick us. They're going to both all together.
Yep.
Beat each other up, and then one team can come out.
I'm going to play this for you. It's about 2 minutes long, but it's
my guy that worked for me,
and it's really
pulled me aside with some major problem, some issue that was going on.
This was Brent.
And he'd say, "Boss, we got this and that and the other thing." And I'd look at him and I'd say, "Good." And finally, one day he was telling me about some issue that he was having, some problem, and he said, "I already know what you're going to say." I said, "Well, what am I going to say?" He said, "You're going to say good." He said, "That's what you always say. When something is wrong and going bad, you always just look at me and say good." And I said, "Well, yeah. When things are going bad, there's going to be some good that's going to come from it. Didn't get the new high-speed gear we wanted? Good. Didn't get promoted? Good. More time to get better. Oh, mission got canceled? Good. We can focus on another one. Didn't get funded? Didn't get the job you wanted? Got injured? Sprained my ankle? Got tapped out? Good. Got beat? Problems? Good. We have the opportunity to figure out a solution. That's it.
How cool is that?
And I'll tell you what, that guy, let's see, I think his name is like Jocko Willett.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's a Navy SEAL and wrote a book called Extreme Ownership. And this book talks about the lessons from the Navy SEALs and how they used it in the battlefield and how you can use it in your, you know, business life too. And just the way he, you know, talks there, there's, you know, so many lessons. And the first one is own it, you know, that everything that happens to you and everything that you go through, you know what? It's mine. If, like, my team doesn't perform, that's my fault. And he's really good. He really is. He has a lot of blogs, or what do they call them, where you go and listen to him. Let's see.
Can't think of it.
Yeah, I don't know. YouTube videos is the only thing I know we're talking about.
Yeah.
But stuff.
It is like an archive type thing.
Podcast?
Yeah.
Pods, yeah.
He has a lot of those that are really good. So.
Hmm.
You talk about your motivational stuff and one of the greatest.
We have visitors coming.
We got some. We got some coming. Yeah, we do.
Uh-oh.
That'll be great.
We got visitors.
So and we'll talk about that. That's just a different. But I get fired up talking about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's fun stuff.
Yeah. So stuff. We're joined. Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Yep.
Ray Cooney's here with his group of people. So we'll be right back.
Winter's over. The warm weather's here, but your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing your products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Bechtel are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, and they're inviting all their family and friends to stop in and help them celebrate. The party's going to be at the Legion from 2 to 9 on Saturday, April 15th. Rock and Russ will be spinning the tunes, and there'll be cake and ice cream. Grab your family and stop on out at the Legion and help Danny and Molly Bechtel celebrate their 50th anniversary on Saturday, April 15th from 2 to 9, but please, no gifts. Happy wedding anniversary, Danny and Molly Bechtel.
All right, we're back here with Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Glenn Feet on Wednesday night at 9:10, and we got some special guests here,
special
Mr. Feely.
This is awesome.
And Ray Cooney has been a long friend of ours
and
covered Fort Recovery and done a number of wonderful things for our community. And he is the editor, correct?
Correct.
Of the Commercial Review. And he's also got another thing he's involved in. And Ray, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I'm usually here to talk sports for the Commercial Review, but I'm also now involved as a member of the staff for Jay County Civic Theater's production of The Little Mermaid. So I've brought a couple of our actors over with me tonight. First, I'll tell you the details.
Sure.
The show runs April 27th through 30th. It's 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets are selling fast. When I looked this morning, there were 40 left for Saturday, and it's a 284-seat theater.
Wow.
So if you want tickets, I'd suggest getting them in advance. You can do that at www.artsland.org. You can do it at Arts Place in Portland, which is 131 East Walnut Street, or you can call Arts Place, and that's 260-726-4809. And I will now turn it over to you guys and our two actors. We have Grace Truesdale, who plays Ariel, and we have Eli Truesdale, who plays Flounder.
All right. So you guys, brothers and sisters, I take it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you guys, and how old are you guys?
I'm 12.
I'm 11.
Is this your first big acting job?
Yeah.
Not for me. Well, I don't know if you call it big.
Mm-hmm. This ain't big?
Well, yeah. No.
You're going to be playing in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
I'll bet you are. And talk a little bit about your parts. You are the lead in your Ariel, right? Is it Ariel? Ariel?
Uh-huh. Ariel?
Yeah. And do you know it by heart now?
What?
Do you know everything by heart?
Pretty much.
Do you?
Good girl.
What's your favorite song to sing about?
Oh, it's called Beyond My Wildest Dreams.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And it's so bouncy and it's amazing.
Really? It's bouncy and it's amazing.
Yes.
So if I would put you on the spot and say, could you sing a little bit of that? Would you sing some of that for us?
I could.
Why don't you give it a shot and sing like a first verse or something?
Okay. Oh, just look. It's like I'm in a storybook. Oh, it's bliss. I dreamed that it would be somewhat, but not like this.
How about that?
She's going to be really good.
There's 20 tickets left now.
I was going to say, you just sold them out.
Yeah, they just sold that out.
That's very good, kiddo. Very good.
It's awesome.
It's always real hard to tell that she loves that song.
Yeah, that song.
You saw it. They can't see it, but you saw it. The face lights up.
Absolutely.
Grace, what are some of the other things that you've been in before?
I played Belle and Beauty and the Beast in Celina, and I've done a few productions with Van Wert Civic Theater.
Okay.
Wow.
And Eli has done some of those with me, too.
Where are you from? Where are you guys from?
Salina.
Okay, you're from Salina, and this is a kind of an area thing, correct?
Yeah, we've got a lot of people from all over the place. The guy who plays Sebastian the Crab is from Winchester. We do have someone from Fort Recovery, Ben Brinkerhoff, plays one of the chefs and one of the sailors. And we have a lot of people from Jay County. We have somebody from Muncie who plays a role. So yeah, it's all over the place.
So what about like your practices? I mean, how many practices do you got to have a week?
Probably four. A week? Well, we usually have one every night.
Is that right?
So, yeah, we're going.
So you're busy.
We've been four nights a week for several weeks now, from about 6 to 9 p.m. And last week and probably this week and next, we will be every day. And then the next week will be show week. So we'll have a few practices and then four shows. It's a busy time.
Who's the producer?
The director is Jason McGraw.
Jason McGraw.
Yes.
Okay, and let's talk to this little guy here. So you are Flounder.
Yeah.
So does Flounder sing?
I have one song.
Well, could you give us a little verse of that or not? Is that a little? I would say you can handle that, can't you?
Maybe.
You want me to help you? I mean, I know. Let's hear a little Flounder.
I just have to think. Sorry. You mean Ariel? I'll say. She acts like she don't see me. She doesn't even speak. She treats me like sashimi left over from last week. You see her late at night, tossing in her ocean bed.
These guys are
really good.
Are you
really
kidding me?
Wait a minute. Who's the ventriloquist here?
You guys have your tickets yet?
Are you serious or not?
That's awesome. That is awesome.
That is tremendous, little man. Huh? So, brothers and sisters, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, who's the best?
Me.
She's been in more performances.
Eli does an amazing job, though.
Yeah. You guys take some kind of classes to get...
No.
I mean, this don't just come natural.
I don't.
I used to take music lessons, but my teacher moved away, so not anymore.
Yes, this is just you guys.
Just awesome directors.
There you go. That's right. That's
perfect.
That's right. So are you excited about this coming show? This, this is going to be like a sold out show.
Probably.
Yeah. Tickets are selling pretty quickly.
How cool is that? That's got to make you feel great, huh?
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
On like the first day that they went for sale, there were like 100 already sold, I think.
They went pretty quickly.
Well, that's neat. We had a show up here a couple weeks ago, and it was Disney on Ice, I think.
Disney on Parade. Bill kept calling Disney on Ice.
Yeah. And they had 600 people at the first show and like 400 at the second show.
Yeah.
They had one day, Dion had barbecue chicken dinners, and it was just... And the amount of talent is unbelievable. And if you just heard these two sing...
Pretty good talent going to be here, too.
Yeah. So who else we got here?
We've got Grace and Eli's mom, and then we have another cast member, and she can come over and talk for herself. She's a cast member,
and she's afraid to talk?
Yeah.
That's not going to work out very well. We just lost 50 tickets, so come on over.
We're not losing any tickets.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
Come on over and talk.
And just introduce yourself.
I'm Riley Andrews.
And Riley, where are you from?
Salina.
Are you excited for this coming show?
Yep.
Are you? And who are you during it?
I'm a fish, water, and butterfly.
So when you guys, when you, like, you play all these different parts, so you got to change costumes, right, all the time?
Yep.
So how many people does it take, Ray, to put something like this on? And I'm sure it's a great deal.
Well, just in the cast, we've got about 60. We've got a lot of little kids who are part of the chorus, and then the main cast is right around 30, 33. And then there are a lot of people behind the scenes, too, yeah. Handling things. There's probably 80 people maybe involved all total.
All total.
It's,
wow.
It's a lot.
So how'd you get involved, Ray?
I kind of stumbled into this. I had fun kind of watching the high school at Jay County do Grease in the fall, just at a couple of rehearsals, and kind of thought maybe I'd like to try something new. Yeah. I have not been involved in anything like this since high school. I did some,
right?
did some music for a couple shows in high school, but yeah. that's... It's been 20 years for me.
Yeah.
So, but I got involved. I'm glad I'm
pretty excited.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a lot of time and a lot of work, but it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. The reward of that will be, you just can't, it don't matter because it's just the reward of that. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with the Jay County group. And we want to get some promotion done here before we're done, right, Neil?
Absolutely.
Okay. That'd we'll be right great. Back. Yep. Bubba and Fee.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne IGA. Did you know on Wednesdays after 3 p.m. and all day on Sundays, Wayne IGA offers a 12-piece bucket special for $12.99. Save $2 a bucket. March is also upon us. That means at Wayne IGA, it is fish season. Starting on Wednesday, March 1st, and every Friday till Easter, we will be having our deli fish. You can get our fish by the dinners or by the pound. Please call ahead to reserve your fish. It does go fast. Our number is 419-375-2865. Thank you for your business at Wayne IGA. Don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line, and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will. Relax. You plan for it. With Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
The bowling leagues are finished for the season at Miracle Lanes. That means there's more time for open bowling on weeknights. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other get-togethers. With bowling finished, Miracle Lanes is closed on Mondays, but the other six nights, you can call them for their great food. Get what you like from their great variety of wings, subs, and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches, and more. Everybody can order their favorite. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Here are the games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the Indians host the Redskins as St. Henry comes to town for an MAC game. No game on Good Friday, but on Saturday, our Indians will host the South Adams Starfires in a doubleheader with the first game starting at 11 a.m. Do everything you can to get to the game to cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Ladies and gentlemen, Grace Trudell.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world.
That's pretty good.
I don't know if you want
to. Okay, Ray, now Ray, take over.
I'm not going to take over. I'm not following that. Do I look dumb?
That would be dumb.
I'm not going to follow her.
Oh, my heavens.
Absolutely not.
That is beautiful.
That
good
is
job,
very,
sweetie.
Very good.
And Ray, talk a little bit again. What's the name of your group putting this on?
This is Jay County Civic Theater.
Okay.
The show will be at Arts Place in Portland. That's 131 East Walnut Street. You can get tickets there during their regular hours. You can call there, 260-726-4809, or on their website at artsland.org. So any of those, and if you want to hear either of them sing again or perform, we've got a lot of other talented kids too. It's a great opportunity to come out.
There's nothing
sounds
better
like
than
be
seeing
show.
Little kids put on a show that you just
it is exciting.
I'll tell you what it does to me, it gets me emotional. Like, I could cry listening to that girl sing.
She's saying, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
this
awesome.
Little dude here, I'm thinking, oh, he's a little scared. Oh, it sounds like a songbird, buddy.
That's beautiful. Really good.
And we want to thank you guys for coming in. And Ray, once again, anytime you need to use our airways, man, we're all about it.
Yes.
We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We are going to be back next Wednesday night. We've got a huge week of baseball coming up.
Big baseball week, yeah.
We got Sanford tomorrow. Get out there.
Yeah, let's get a big crowd out there.
That's right.
Need to win.
South Adams doubleheader on Saturday. Monday, Shawnee at home.
What's Monday, we got some promotional stuff.
Yeah, I don't have that.
We finally got some home games coming up. So
yep. That's right. We got Toby's Pizza Night is Monday.
I believe that's right.
Yeah, that is.
Sounds right.
So yep. Toby's carryout sponsor and pizza night. Get sliced pizza.
I think Thursday, won't be Tuesday. Tuesday we're at New Bremen, but yeah. Thursday I think we have something going on for sales.
Wing night maybe.
Yeah, believe that's right.
From the
Brick Street.
Brick Street, that's right.
Yep.
So. Once again, thank everybody for listening.
Yep.
Love and Fee Show, Fort Recovery Radio.
See you next week.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.